This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Welcome to our discussion. Today, we'll explore two fascinating papers that bridge the gap between epigenetics, a field studying gene expression changes without altering DNA sequence, and artificial intelligence. The first paper proposes a stochastic partial differential equation, SPDE, model for epigenetic dynamics, focusing on applications in cancer immunotherapy and plant development. What's the core idea behind using SPDEs to model epigenetics?
The key is recognizing that epigenetic mutations are often influenced by environmental fluctuations. These fluctuations are inherently stochastic, making SPDEs, which naturally incorporate noise, a suitable modeling framework. The model captures the dynamic interplay between deterministic processes, like gene regulatory networks, and random environmental influences.
The abstract mentions applications in cancer immunotherapy and plant development. How do these seemingly disparate fields connect within this model?
Both involve epigenetic changes that affect cell fate. In cancer immunotherapy, the model explores how environmental signals, noise, in the tumor microenvironment can drive macrophage polarization, either towards anti-tumor or pro-tumor phenotypes. In plant development, it models how environmental fluctuations influence the development of the Arabidopsis thaliana flower, leading to variations in its structure.
The paper also investigates an optimal control problem. What's the significance of this in the context of epigenetics?
Epigenetic modifications, unlike genetic mutations, are often reversible. This reversibility is exploited in epigenetic therapies, like epidrugs for cancer treatment. The optimal control problem aims to identify control strategies for drug administration that can reverse undesirable epigenetic mutations and steer the system towards a healthier state.
The mathematical techniques used are quite advanced. Can you briefly explain their roles in validating the model?
The paper leverages stochastic PDE theory to establish the well-posedness of the model. Large deviation theory helps estimate the time it takes for epigenetic transitions, mutations, to occur, and ergodic theory is used to characterize the long-term behavior of the system. These mathematical tools provide a rigorous foundation for the model's biological interpretations.
Let's move on to the second paper. This one focuses on developing epigenetics algorithms inspired by DNA methylation. What's the main innovation here?
This paper introduces a novel self-reinforcement attention mechanism within a genetic algorithm framework. This mechanism mimics DNA methylation's ability to enhance or silence gene expression. It uses deep learning and attention mechanisms to dynamically regulate the expression of genes within the algorithm's chromosomes.
How does this self-reinforcement attention mechanism differ from traditional attention mechanisms?
Traditional attention mechanisms often produce attention matrices. This new mechanism produces a vector of attention weights directly influencing the expression of each gene, represented as a component of a vector. This direct influence is crucial for mimicking the effect of DNA methylation.
The paper highlights the challenges of genetic algorithms getting stuck in local optima. How does the epigenetic algorithm address this?
The self-reinforcement attention mechanism introduces plasticity into the algorithm. Multiple heads can explore different pathways, potentially escaping local optima and finding the global optimum. This mimics the biological reality, where epigenetic modifications allow for diverse phenotypic outcomes from the same genotype.
The paper tests the algorithm on multi-peak optimization problems. What were the key findings?
The results demonstrate that the epigenetic algorithm significantly outperforms standard genetic algorithms on these challenging problems. It consistently finds the global optimum, even when the initial population is biased towards local optima. The use of multiple heads allows the algorithm to discover multiple optimal solutions.
What are the broader implications of this work?
This research opens up exciting possibilities for developing more robust and efficient optimization algorithms inspired by biological processes. The self-supervised learning aspect simplifies the encoding process, making the algorithm more adaptable to various problems.
The authors mentioned future work on incorporating other epigenetic mechanisms. What are some potential avenues for future research?
Future research could explore incorporating histone modifications or non-coding RNA effects into the algorithm, investigating the algorithm's performance on more complex real-world problems would also be valuable. Furthermore, a deeper theoretical analysis of the algorithm's convergence properties would strengthen its foundation.
Both papers highlight the power of drawing inspiration from biological systems to solve complex computational problems. The first paper uses SPDEs to model the stochastic nature of epigenetic changes, while the second uses deep learning to mimic the regulatory effects of DNA methylation. What are the key differences in their approaches?
The first paper focuses on modeling the underlying biological processes using mathematical tools, aiming for a predictive and explanatory model. The second paper focuses on developing a computational algorithm inspired by these processes, aiming for improved performance in optimization tasks. Both approaches are complementary and can inform each other.
The combination of sophisticated mathematical modeling and biologically inspired algorithms offers a powerful approach to understanding and manipulating complex systems. Thank you for this insightful discussion.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.